Architectural programming for ladies, or teaching AI who the boss is. If you bear with me in one more gibberish poem, we will close the AI programming research chapter with the unusual conclusion that it is better to describe code for AI than actually write it yourself, freeing you to invent and strategize. Very briefly now, to refresh your memory, in a poem entitled Strategic Software Development for Girls New to Programming, we explained a simple, AI-friendly, flat application architecture that just included server stuff, application brain stuff, and then a user interface client that connects to the brain. Then, in the Miracle Requirements document, or Investigating the Power of Artificial Intelligence, we experimented with letting the AI create a System Requirements document. The results were impressive, though the code was not yet generated. I personally think that maybe it's a little bit too early, but it could be possible. Today, we look beyond requirement documents and put the parts together into a larger, coherent vision. Ignore the confusing words, just skim over at first, and understand that you can build an empire with just well-informed text. You don't actually want to write the code. That may take decades. What you need is to ease yourself into a world of software development in this bright new age of ever-improving artificial intelligence. Ignore the negative comments. Programmers invested in the old ways of manual programming and manual dreaming cannot help but to try to push you away from this new road. But they represent the old ways, the manual, cranky ways, full of complaints and advice that often leads towards nothing. That is the advice of senior developers, yelling at the clouds in a desperate surge for their medicine. The biggest problem you are facing today is lack of competence on the part of AI companies. There was an announcement a day ago or so that the leading AI company embedded hidden non-printable characters for the purpose of watermarking. You probably can't sell a web extension to convert those characters into little clown emoji, as it is probably a violation of some user agreement. And when you create large requirements documents as we have, you will have to pay for a premium AI to comprehend it all. The leading AI asked me to log in and gave me truncated answers for just a 404-line requirement document, a small part of an application architecture that we described. To address this dumb, though frankly predictable, discovery, large requirement documents will have to be broken down, and not into parts, as that would just confuse the AI, but into stand-alone programs and applications. So the database part, explained in Strategic Software Development for Girls New to Programming, needs to become a standalone product with its own name, and likely needs to be further broken down architecturally into plugins. Plugins themselves will each need a requirements document and may even be further broken down into object-oriented classes. The AI will take care of the class breakdown, but you need to ask for it. You will have to ask, How can the functionality of this plugin be broken down into separate classes, and what does the reassembled main plugin class look like? The sections of your requirements document will absolutely help the AI create a class breakdown that makes sense and reassemble everything. I will show you an example of such a breakdown for Remotable, a somewhat scary and still rough class. It's just a reactive variable like X that holds a value like 1, but the server can update the value. The program will update itself automatically if that update is correct. The AI broke this class down into state, subscription, frozen state, remote synchronization, and derived state. Let me show you what the AI envisioned here. State, or reactive variable memory, manages the internal value, the revision, and universally unique identifier, handles all the value validation, serialization into text, and ensures state changes are tracked with revision updates. Subscription, or automatic user interface update, handles registration, deregistration, and invocation of listeners, and manages debound delivery of notifications. This means that you can connect a reactive variable to some part of your user interface, just set it and forget it. Frozen state, or protecting especially the derived objects from change, enforces immutability. Once frozen, prevents the further modification of the value. So if you say X can be transformed by adding number 1, the resulting object must no longer be changeable. It must be frozen because its calculation, its value, is somewhere way up there in the parent area where we added a number. Simply put, it's no longer a writable object because its value is being calculated somewhere else. Remote sync, or a way for a server to inject a value in a really smart way, handles synchronization with remote peers using revision and universally unique ID to resolve update conflicts. Derived state, or transforming the value into something useful that must be read-only, as it is the transformation that provides the value. Provides .map for derived read-only states and .merge for aggregated remotables. Derived merged remotables are always frozen and update reactively. It's exactly what I explained above, and the AI removed all that functionality to a separate class as not to confuse anything with all the other stuff. So these classes represent the fine-grained architecture of a plugin inside a well-named program with multiple such plugins. It's not hard to keep track of it. It's just some program name and plugin this, plugin that, plugin this and this, and then you click on the plugin and it lists the classes that take care of the different things. It's not perfect, but AI vendors, right? They may not dumb their AI down, but they will prevent you from getting their AI from processing a 1,000-line requirements document and then spewing out 10,000 lines of code. And you know, large language models are not perfect. Breaking something down into simpler, standalone parts actually helps them. So this is both bad and kind of really good. But at every division, perhaps even on the class level, You need to approach the code requirements document first. This is a big deal. You don't want to code your things. You must stop yourself from coding. Even today's AI will do it better, and in the future, that will certainly be the case. You can't outprogram an AI. You just need to spell out all the requirements in English. Finally, allow me to clearly state that an application, large or small, is no longer code-based. It is now a directory tree of requirements documents and architectural specifications, as our class breakdown demonstrates. This describes multiple well-named standalone applications that integrate together with simple and very obvious ways. Remote via HTTP calls to various URL endpoints exactly like browsers do it. And the libraries via nice, tidy, and predictable APIs. You don't have to learn programming, but you will pick it up along the way. It will be great. More important than code are the architectural patterns. And they are a human invention made to simplify programming for humans. They will pose no challenge, and all you need to do to get started is to watch videos about application architectures. And then talk to AI to get more information and actually ask which application internals work really well and make a huge difference. And then, as you start reasoning about your application internals, break everything down into small programs, their plugins, and even classes. You still need to keep everything as flat as possible in this tree. So, this is not a world of infinite complexity. You always stop short and flat, where you know, okay, AI can understand this, but if I make this any bigger, then it will start getting confused. So there's a limit to how far you break things down. The way you keep track of all of this is just text, your own wiki, and tables of contents that you memorize, visualize, and learn to rely on. Just text. It's easy. And this is not about sidestepping programming. This is a programmer's dream. This is about having a team of powerful AI programs do all the coding for you. As you drive your side projects, startups, and even small companies, often staffed primarily by AI, into the future. You are not meant to be the programmer anymore. Today, you are the CEO, the project lead, and the senior strategist. Here, you just keep things flat and make sure that the AI does not have trouble understanding the text. I recommend that your first undertaking is a desktop application based on Electron.js that puts all of the above ideas into a simple user interface, where not only you build an empire, but others can buy the program and build their dreams as well.